Hi everyone, this is Nina Amir, Inspiration to Creation Coach, and this is our June 30th Women's Inspired Writing Results Group. So welcome everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
We don't have very many people yet. Hopefully we're going to have some others join us. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, can I volunteer to go first since there are only two of us?
You surely can. I'm going to get my commitments up here.
Okay, I'm trying to bring mine up. I can tell you I achieved all of them except for I didn't do the tweeting because once I got into finished blog book and I got the first draft of my business plan, I got my idea, but then I went, this is kind of silly. I should have set this particular objective to tweet a blog post for once I started instead of having the planning and the starting in there together because I actually just finished yesterday. But other than that,
You lost me somewhere. So you didn't tweet because you're already blogging the book or you finished the blog? I don't know. Somewhere you lost me.
No, so one of my objectives was to finish reading How to Blog a Book.
Yeah.
Which I did. I actually picked up the paperback copy to go with my Kindle because it was just easier to work with it that way. And then I wrote the first draft of my business plan from the book.
Mm-hmm.
And so I realized I'd said I would write a blog post and tweet it, but I don't want to just write random blog posts and tweet them. I want to write the blog posts relevant to this project and tweet those.
Got it.
So in my enthusiasm, I put too much on my plate. So that one thing I don't have done.
Okay, so you also didn't do the blog post every Monday?
No, because I was sitting there going, what am I going to blog about? My cat? I need to blog about the topic I want to be known for blogging about.
Right. Okay, good decision.
Yeah, so I decided not to waste. Anyway, I'm really excited and enthusiastic about what I did achieve with the book.
Okay, good, good. So that's good. I mean, that's a big thing. I mean, to do your business plan for the book and to, if you avoided social media in the morning, then that's good too. And you started Camp NaNoWriMo, and now because you have your business plan and you finished reading How to Blog a Book, you're all set to...
Yeah, I am so ready to go. NaNo starts tomorrow, but I've got my whole outline done. I'm ready. Blogging my book. I've been blogging now for 2 days on that, working off the business plan I've written. I'm happy. It's a good book.
Okay.
Your
good.
Book.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Good. So I want to come back afterwards to can you make a note to come back afterwards to talk about how you're going to share about your posts, not just tweeting?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Okay, so Tonya, what are your commitments for this week? And congratulations for accomplishing so much. You did really a lot.
Thank you. So this week, I'm just making that note. I want to revise my business plan that I developed, make sure that I've and so your question kind of ties into that. I'm going to do this. The book that I'm writing is on habits, and I'm looking at the other books that have been written on habits, but actually I'm trying to do like the Chilton's Auto Manual of how to do habits.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm drafting off of a writing habit I had and going into a new habit. And so this week, if I did the objective I had of do a blog post on Monday and promote that, but on the topic of this book, that would be great. And then also NaNoWriMo starts tomorrow. And so I'd like to meet my NaNoWriMo goal in the next 2 weeks. I'm only doing like 20,000 words, so I want to be able to reach that in the 2 weeks.
So 20,000 words in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okie dokie. Great.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. And congratulations.
Thanks.
I just wanted to say Pat Cole is here.
Oh, hey, Pat.
Hi.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Okay. So, and by the way, Tonya, in case I forget, if you feel inspired, I would love it if you would do a review of How to Blog a Book on Amazon.
Oh, I would be happy to do that. It's a great book. I love it. It's the answer to what I was looking for that I didn't know I was looking for. Thank you.
Great.
Yeah.
Super. Well, I need some more reviews, so I'd really appreciate that.
Okay. I'll also promote it in a few other groups I'm in.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. So we have June and Pat are on. So June was here earlier, so we'll let June go next. June, you had finished 2,000 words.
That I did. I put in some quality scenes into my little children's fictional novel. I've got it to 21,000 words. And I am on the road, and I brought materials with me to create a little creature out of felt and stuffing and a tie-dye t-shirt and started that yesterday morning, finished it this morning. It's just kind of an inspiration for someone who might illustrate, but at least I've got some of my inspiration in it, so that's a bonus. My goal for next time would be, I have a vision for 2 more scenes in the book that will beef up the number count for the 2 agents that are interested, and then I should have that ready to send. Meanwhile,
okay, say that again. So
okay,
you're going to complete 2 scenes?
Two more scenes. Mm-hmm.
Complete 2 scenes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then revisit my blog, create 2 more blog posts, and tighten up my website.
Okay. All right, so I have complete 2 scenes, create 2 more blog posts, and tighten up your website.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Great. Thank
you. And congratulations on completing your goal.
Thank
That's
you.
Super. All right, Pat, you're up, because so it's only the 3 of you, it seems, today.
Huh. Okay.
Summer hit, and I guess nobody's showing up.
Alrighty, so I have to find my notes on what I was supposed to.
Oh, I know what you have. Hold on.
Okay, so I was finished 8,
finish
9,
chapters
and
8 and 9, and write chapter 10.
Okay, so I finished 8 and 9, and I got a good start on 10.
Okay, super.
But I realized that somehow, in my excitement to get rolling with this, I had neglected to transcribe some of my interviews. And it occurred to me that my sources between interviews and everything else are kind of a mess. So I got a little sidetracked on that.
Okay, so you were transcribing?
No, I was just trying to figure out what to transcribe.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
That was it.
So what do you want to complete this week or these 2 weeks?
2 weeks. I really want to get all my sources better organized and at my fingertips and finish all of the transcribing, which is going to be hours. I don't know what I was thinking. I must have months ago thought I got, you know, did a bunch of it and then just walked away and didn't go back. So that's my goal, is to get all my documentation in an organized place, not scattered around, and finish the transcribing.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Just checking that nobody was trying to contact me saying they didn't know how to get here. But I don't see that. And nobody's contacted me on Facebook. Okay, so it's just the 3 of us. So, okay. So what I wanted to say about the tweeting, Tonya, have you tried using any of the services, the social networking services, even the free ones like Hootsuite?
I signed up with Social Oomph a couple weeks ago when you first mentioned it.
Okay.
And I'm just kind of playing around with that a little bit.
Okay. So I haven't used that to connect to Facebook or LinkedIn, but you can. And what I would recommend for you is so what you want to do is create queues. And what you can put in the queue is a set of, okay, so you write your blog post on Monday, and what you want to do is create 5 or 8 or whatever tweets. And here's what you're going to do. You're going to create a queue, which is pretty simple, and they have pretty good directions. So you create a queue and call it Monday blog post or whatever you want to call it, okay? And you can change it every week. And when it comes to the point where, so you set it up so that it's recurring, so that it's feeding the, so that it's not deleting them after use, it's actually recycling the post, the tweets, back into the queue. So basically they're running over and over again. Let me see if I can go into Social Oomph real fast. I don't want to get too technical on everybody because it's we're not everybody's using it. But and then when you get to the point where you can actually hold on, I'll go into my queues. When you can actually create updates. So what you do is once your queue is set up, and let me see here. So in the queue, you'll have it'll ask you how often you want to publish. So do you want to publish every 3 hours, every 6 hours, every 36 hours? So you choose. If you want it to post 4 times a day, then you're going to do every 6 hours, right?
Okay.
So then you want to hit recycle updates, and pretty much everything else you just can leave blank. And then you're going to create your update. So once you do that, once you click on it, you're going to create the updates. You're going to have the way that you set it up, and just very quickly, is you use a, just call it brackets, not brackets, the one that's, you know, on your computer there's a square bracket, and above it is the one that looks like a little face?
Right.
What are those called?
Parentheses?
No. That's a kind of bracket. But you know what I'm talking about.
I see it. Yeah, I forget. That's like, I know what you mean. It's got like a little notch in it.
Yeah, it looks like a face. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
So you're going to put the left bracket of that, and you're going to put your tweet, and then you're going to put the straight line, which is above the forward slash, or is it the backslash? The backslash. The forward slash has a question mark over it, but if you do shift backslash, you'll see there's a straight line above it. Do you see that on your keyboard?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So basically you're separating your tweets by the straight line. And then once you get all your tweets in there, and make sure they're all 140 characters, then you put the close bracket at the other end, the same kind of little face. Okay? It will shorten links for you if you want, but as long as all your tweets are, you know, as long as you've shortened them or they're 140 characters or whatever, it doesn't really matter. And you then click the little thing that says recycle. When published, put the update back in the reservoir at the end of the queue. If you want to, you can say use this update a certain number of times and then delete it from the queue. But I don't ever use that. I just will go, and then when I'm done, I pause that queue. If I don't want to use it anymore, I pause it. But what I want you to do is I want you to put in 5 or 6 or 10 tweets in there and then just set it to run so that all week long, not just on Monday, but all week long you have tweets.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
okay? Because if you're already going to use Social Oomph, you might as well put it to use. And then you can go, I'm actually going to be looking at this in the next couple weeks. You can then connect to LinkedIn and to Facebook, and you could take your tweets, you know, take one or two of them and copy them and put them in there, you know, so that on Monday and maybe Wednesday and on Friday, you tell people on Twitter and Facebook. Maybe you only want to do it once. That's okay, too. But you can do that and have Social Oomph posted for you. So that you're only going
That's
one
cool.
place and doing one thing.
Okay. Great.
Okay?
Okay. And it doesn't matter that I haven't finished this book, I'm just starting this book?
No, you want to start doing this from the very beginning.
Okay.
This
All
is
right,
how
that's
you
right,
get readers.
I read the book.
Yeah,
okay.
This is how you get readers to your blog, is you got to promote it somehow. And
okay.
This is how we promote.
Okay. I better go work on those blog posts.
Hey, mine were lousy. I mean, how to blog a book. If you go back, I mean, not they weren't horrible, but if you go back to the beginning when I was writing how to blog a book, a lot of those posts were not great. And you
I haven't seen
see
that yet. Everything you've written makes sense to me and is good. Your book is good. It's a really good resource. And, okay,
right,
I'll
I mean,
take
I,
your word for it.
But I edited and revised, and if you want to go to howtobloggabook.com, you can go and, I mean, just to make yourself feel better, if you go there and go under the book, there's a table of contents and page one, and you can click and start reading, and you can compare it to what you've got in your hands.
Okay, that's
actually
connected.
Some of it is identical, and some of it's not. Some of it's very different.
Okay, great.
Okay, so that's what I wanted to tell you, which doesn't mean you can't ask questions. Then I wanted to tell Pat, if you are overwhelmed with transcribing and you're willing to spend even a little bit of money, I have a transcriptionist that I got through Odesk. It's now called UpDesk or something like that. And he's like in the Philippines or something, and he's very inexpensive.
Okay.
So I used to transcribe everything. I would do interviews for articles, and I would transcribed
right.
all my interviews so that I would have everything verbatim that the people
right.
said to me. So I didn't have
right.
to worry about it.
Right.
And Francine probably knows about this, you know. And so I was just a stickler about it, and I would never write anything unless I had transcribed all my interviews. And I over-interviewed, so it was
yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
I always, you know, plus once I did that, I had bukus of information that I could not use.
Right.
Terrible. So, recently, because I wanted to transcribe all the interviews I did for a big course I did 22 interviews, and I wanted all the transcripts just to post with the courses. And so I wanted a pretty clean transcript that I didn't have to do anything with. I really did not intend to read them. And so I hired this guy in the Philippines.
Uh-huh.
And he's pretty good and pretty clean. I mean, there were one or two things I went through and changed, and actually once I used him once and I found a few things, or twice, and I found a few things that I wanted him to do differently, I just told him. So
well,
if you decide you want to have a transcriptionist, I can put you in touch with him.
So let me ask you, my recordings are on my SmartPen, so it's a LiveScribe desktop software and a pen, do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, so it's not audio.
Well, there is audio, yeah. But I use a pen that records and puts it on my desktop. I'm not sure what kind of a file that is, how I transmit it.
All he needs is audio. He just takes audio
yeah,
and he gives you a Word file.
I don't know how to get the audio off my desktop. I don't know what form it is to get it to somebody else.
Yeah, he needs an MP3.
An MP3, okay. So let me check and see. I may be able to do that and just don't know it because I've never tried. So if I can do an MP3, then I'll let you know. And yeah, and I'd like to look into it because it's bogging me down.
Well, yeah, it used to bog me down too. And it was the part that I hated the most.
Yeah, I do too. And I don't need it to be at all perfect or anything because he's going to have a hard time because some of those people are Zambian and there are going to be words and places that he won't understand, but that won't matter to me.
He'll just tell you where on the, he'll actually say, he'll put in brackets the time
right,
on the tape.
Right, Right. Yeah.
Say, you know, at 22:15.
Right.
Didn't understand. You know.
Okay. Excellent. I think that's gonna be helpful. So I just have to figure out the technology.
Yeah. I mean, I spent a ton of money on it this past time, but I was just like, I can't do it. I mean,
no.
I will never do it again because it's just, I hate it. I hate transcribing.
I do too. Back and forth. Slow it down. Speed it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I'm a fast typist, but transcribing, it takes you twice as long.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and like every 1 hour interview is a good two and a half hours of transcription.
Right. And then I even tried listening to it on a headset and speaking it into Dragon. You know, repeating what the person said only in my voice and Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
That just didn't work either.
Okay, so that's my solution for you. I mean, he's not like enormously cheap, but he's not what a normal transcriptionist would
Sure.
be. Normally, you're going to pay $75 an hour. He does not charge that. I can't remember what it was. But you can also negotiate, because what you're going to do is you're going to go to Odesk or Updesk, and you're going to look him up, and you're going to then all I'm going to do is give you his name, and you're going to go to Updesk, and you're going to set up an account, and then you're going to find him there, and you're going to say, Nina sent me, and I have a job, and you know I'm willing to pay this much, or would you bid on it? And he bids, and you can negotiate.
Okay, great.
You know, so if he says, I'm going to charge you $15 for every hour, you can say, I only want to pay
$12. Huh. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it may not be $15, but I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah,
I can't remember what he charged me because I did it as a bulk. I was like, I'm going to have 22 interviews, and so he gave me a different price.
Right. Yeah. Okay, that's great. That'll get me off dead center and get me moving again.
Okay.
Thank
good.
You. Great.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Okay, so we are open for questions about how to keep you guys moving forward. Let's start with those kind of questions anyway, on how to help you meet your goals and keep writing and that sort of thing. Where are you guys feeling stuck or feeling like you get bogged down, like with the transcription? Where are you feeling like you're struggling to meet your commitments each week?
That was pretty much it. And then I got I'm also trying to get this author proposal out for Arcadia Publishing. That's not difficult. It's just, you know, it takes a little time.
Mm-hmm. So that's an actual book proposal.
Yeah. Did I tell you about that? You're familiar with their Images of America? They have these sepia tone covers, and they do one for every little community, like, I don't know, in Sacramento, it would be ESAC and Land Park and Art, and where I live, Art and Arcade. And they put them out, and then they expect the writer to have contacts and connections and help market it, which is fine. I do. So I don't. That's just something I need. Because of what you said last time, I realized I was just putting it off, and there. Acquisitions person was kept sending me emails asking me if I needed to because I wasn't getting back to him. So I told her I would have the submittal to her by July 10th to give myself a deadline to work toward. So that's something I realize I have to do more of, is commit to other deadlines to people so I don't just kind of flail around with it.
Mm-hmm. Now, do they have their own? So that's very good. I mean, that's a good thing to realize about yourself. And also, you know, I commend you for setting a deadline with her. I'm on their site. I'm not really looking around much. Just I've seen these books before. Actually, there's some up here at Summit Store. There are a couple of them.
Uh-huh.
Did they give you a format for their proposal?
Oh, yeah, totally. I'm about halfway through it.
Okay.
But they want to know how I'm going to market it, because they really are looking for someone with, you know, a plan for how they're going to do it. So I'm just, but when what made me, what I was just thinking of when you were talking about blogs, I realized I'd left off the website. Oh no, that's a different project. I'm sorry, I'm rambling.
Well, you know, you might want to get a copy of my Easy Schmeasy book proposal template.
Okay.
because it goes through all the different parts of a book proposal, and even if they're only wanting parts of it, it tells you how to fill out each part. Like, are they asking for competitive titles at all?
No. Well, a little bit, yeah.
Well, so it's going to tell you how to do a competitive analysis, how to do a market analysis, you know, to put that information in the proposal. There's also a little kind of template in there for the promotion section.
Oh, great.
With some suggestions.
Even better. I'm sure there's stuff I haven't even thought of. So is that a book I can get on Amazon?
No, it's go to if you go to ninaamir.com.
Uh-huh.
And then you go to hold on, I'm trying to get to the home page, which I'm having trouble doing. Go to ninaamir.com and then click on writing and publishing.
Okay.
I can't get to it right now.
Yeah.
And then you should see in a little box under products, it should say Easy Schmoozy Book Proposal Template.
Oh, okay.
Do you see it?
I'm not looking yet. I'm just
See it there, just go to Write Nonfiction Now, and it's there under products as well.
Okay, well, I'm looking here. Let's see. Writing and Publishing. Okay, Writing and Publishing. I see the top of your head. Okay, and then products, services, book proposal services? No.
No, under products.
Okay.
Under writing and publishing and products.
Okay. I'm not finding here it is. Okay.
You see it?
Got it.
Easy Schmoozy Book Proposal Template. And then I do have an ebook that goes with that that you can get on Amazon, which you can decide which one you think would help you more.
Okay.
So there's for $2.99. Mm-hmm. On Amazon, I have a little ebook called The Nonfiction Book Proposal Demystified.
Oh, okay.
And it goes through every section of a book proposal and in just a few paragraphs tells you what you need to do there in each section. So instead of looking at a book like Mike Larson's book, which is huge and complicated, and most people end up feeling quite overwhelmed when they read it and not always sure what to do, this breaks it down into little chunks and says just this is what goes here, this is what goes there.
Perfect, and I'll do that. And then this will help me with the Africa book when it's time to do the same thing.
Yeah. So
great.
So those two pieces together work together. The little ebook with the template.
Perfect. Okay. This is excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome. So hopefully that will help you, finish it up faster, as well.
Uh-huh.
The one for Arcadia.
Yeah, great. I'll get it by the deadline. I'm really good about meeting deadlines, so it was good to have one.
Good. Well, so that's important to know.
Okay. Good.
Anybody else have something that you feel is holding them back?
I just find myself, this is Jude, and I find myself in, like, such a different set of circumstances being on the road. I feel like I've been able to accomplish a few things just because of the new scenery and, having to sit and wait while my daughter took a class. She's over that. And that made me sit down and actually do some serious writing as well. When I get back on Friday, I'll finally have that time that I have set aside this summer to actually write and do nothing but that. So I look forward to coming back in the next 2 weeks and sharing what problems I have in that situation.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think if you're on the road and on vacation and you're getting anything done, you're probably doing pretty well. So I would pat yourself on the back for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I think, my biggest, when you're traveling also with other people, it can be hard. So you know, if you really are wanting to get something done, it seems to me the easiest thing to do is to either get up a little earlier or stay up a little later, or if you know what your schedule is during the day and you think you can get away for just a little bit on your own, you know, to do that.
Will do.
I don't know if anybody else has suggestions for travel, writing while traveling.
No, I tend to take things with me maybe that need to be edited and cleaned up and stuff, so that I'll print them out and carry them with me so I can just clean them up.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably more conducive to your interruptions, for sure.
Yeah.
I also, I mean, are you driving or you're flying?
I'm driving.
Yeah, and you're doing all the driving?
I'm doing all the driving.
And how many people are in the car with you?
Well, it was just my daughter. I stuck her on a plane to Alaska, and then I'm driving back, hitting a few friends and people along the way. So stopped into Seattle, to Tacoma, to Spokane, and then to Ashland, and back down to Stockton.
Ah, so why don't you try using either your voice memos or do you have an iPhone?
I have an Android.
Well, see if you can get something like Dragon Naturally Speaking for it, or do some kind of voice memo or something, and you could speak some blog posts or speak parts of your book or any number of things that it will transcribe for you.
Okay. Well taken.
Because I've done that before, where I actually was driving to Los Angeles, and I did a series of blog posts that were just tips.
Nice. I will keep the phone handy for when those wonderful thoughts come, because that's how these two scenes, my two last scenes from came into my mind. Somebody's here?
Hi, it's Peggy. I'm sorry. I'm late.
That's okay. We'll let you in.
I had to rush my daughter's dog to the vet with an allergic reaction to a bee. So
oh, my.
Wow.
I just got in. She's okay. But anyway, so wonderful. Sorry.
Not a problem. So we'll let you go next. Were you done talking about that?
Yeah, I think so. The memos into the phone and the good thinking on the road and making sure I remember what I thought about. That's a great idea.
Okay. All right, good. All right, well then, it was Peggy, right?
Hi.
Okay, Peggy, you're up. Let's see. Peggy, you said you were going to tweak the appearance of your blog to make it more user-friendly and finish 5 blog posts.
Okay. I did 6 blog posts because I figured out my trick is I'm trying to put too much information into each. So I'm starting to divide them up into shorter blocks, and that helped get more done. Just today I figured out how to change the appearance. I did some Googling because I haven't done it yet, but I figured it out.
Okay. Good. Well,
almost
so that's
there.
That's progress.
Yes.
So good. Good. I'm really proud of all of you, actually. I mean, there are only 4 of you on the call, but every one of you has done pretty much everything you said. So, you know, maybe with a little tweaking, you know. Pat, you almost completed everything. Tony
right.
decided not to do one. June completed everything. And Peggy, you know, you at least made headway on that one. So, you know, I feel pretty good. Like, everybody has really moving forward. So that's good. So, Peggy, what would you like me to put you down for next time?
Oh, boy. Well, let me try for 6 next time. Hopefully I'll do 7. And get the restructure, change the appearance of my blog. It's just not easy to switch from one link to another. I'm going to fix that.
Okay. Yeah, you're changing the theme.
Well, I just discovered I can take my theme and do more with it than I knew I could. I found that out this morning before the call about the dog. I wanted to get it done before this call.
Yeah. See? Accountability. It's everything. Okay. All right. So, Peggy, anything you've been struggling with in terms of meeting your goals, staying committed, moving forward?
Well, I have to tell you one thing. I was reading, I watched your last video that you just put out a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, even though you didn't say it in your video, you did it, that what you were doing was making the reader and the observer feel good about themselves. You were putting a whole lot of energy into the person that is reading or watching. And I thought, oh, I'm not doing that. I'm picking out this very difficult topic, and I'm learning as much as I can and giving as much information, but I'm not making the reader feel important. And so I thought, I'm going to start working on that.
Okay, so that's good. So you're talking about in your book or with your blog posts?
With my blog posts, yeah. And then, of course, I would love to have it run throughout the book, because once you pick up a book that's, you know, that doesn't make you feel good for having read it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well, so that's good. Well, and thank you for the feedback. But that's good for you to realize that about, you know, that's a way for you to connect more with your reader.
Yeah. I thought more humor, and I don't know what else except for just kind of put myself in that mood when I'm writing, you know.
Well, humor helps. Telling stories helps. And you know, sharing how you or anyone else has gotten from point A to point B gives, you know, lets people know that they can do it.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, and even just saying it, I know you can do it.
Yeah, I thought about writing a patients' rights list and making it a nice graphic of it and then publishing that. Because a lot of the problem is how badly women patients are being treated by a doctor. So I thought, oh, I could give them their rights, and that would just make them feel good about themselves, you know.
Right.
Sometimes what I do also is I'll start with a question, something I think a question most people have.
Uh-huh.
And say, do you feel this, or do you have, or whatever, and then answer it. Like, you know, when we did a political campaign and we're trying to get people to be involved, it was what's in it for me. And then I would explain why they should care.
What's for me, that's a good question. I mean, for me to answer for them, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's helpful, but sometimes just thinking of a common question that they might have and leading with that, they'll say, oh, yeah, that I have that problem, or I wondered about that.
Yeah,
for sure. Because you want to pull them into that to make them feel like they're not alone and that you understand and that you know that they can get through it, and by just showing by example, that really helps.
Yeah.
Okay, anyone else struggling with something that they want some support on?
I don't like the heat. Can you do anything about that?
No, I can't. I'm sitting in the one room in my house that's cool. We have a family room that before we moved in here, it was a garage, and somebody closed it in and made a family room. We don't even use it very much anymore. And we keep the door closed all winter because it's cold. In this room. It only has one heating vent, and it stays. And because there are tiles put on top of cement, it's always cold in here. But in the summer, it stays cool. And so on a day like today, this is the only place to be in the afternoon. So that's where I am. And I don't even have the windows open because I don't want to let the heat in.
Yeah.
So no, I cannot do anything about your heat. I'm sorry. Anybody else?
Kind of quiet there.
Yeah. Well, there aren't that many of you, but so no one's struggling with anything, nothing holding you back from getting your stuff done.
Can I bring something up that's a little off the topic?
Mm-hmm.
You put on the website some questions about continuing after September and admitting members that weren't at the retreat and so on. Is that up for discussion tonight? Or
yeah.
Do you want
I mean, we only had two people respond.
I was thinking we'd talk about it here, but that might have been an assumption that was wrong. But, I am very open to new members in the group, whether they were from the retreat, just my humble two cents, because I learned so much from everybody's project.
Okay. And this is who again? Sorry, speaking?
Oh, I'm sorry, it's June.
Okay, so I thought that's who it was. I just wasn't sure.
No problem.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know how many are wanting to continue, so if we don't have everybody continue, then we would have to get some more people anyway.
True.
Well, okay, you got my answer, right?
I have that. Well, I have what's on the site, which is that I have two of you saying you want to keep going forward.
And I don't have, I'm fine with adding people because I can see how that makes sense.
Okay. Well, and we don't need to go up to 15. I was saying that I would cut it off at 15 because I know, I can't remember, was it you, Tonya? Somebody was in a group that they said got too big.
That was me, Tonya. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just would never go more than 15 was what I was trying to say. I'm not saying that it needs to be 15. I was saying that, I would not go bigger than that because I would want to give everybody time. So, if we go to 10 people, right now we have 6. If we went to 10, it might take us an hour and a half anyway to get through everything. So, as long as we have somewhere between 6 and 10 people, I think we're good. But I was just saying I would cut it off at 15. I would never have more than that. If we had 12, it would be plenty. So I guess at this point, if you know somebody who wants to come in, they actually can come in at any time. I don't know that they have to wait till September. Especially since we have some people that aren't showing up a lot. Well, I shouldn't say that. We have...
Robin.
Francine was gone, and Angie, not Angie, Allie hasn't been here twice.
Oh, okay, and then Robin's not here today.
Right. Or maybe Allie hasn't been here 3 times. So I don't know whether she's going to be coming or not. So it's fine if there's somebody somebody said they had somebody they knew. So if there's somebody you want to invite in, it's fine. They can actually join pretty much at any time. If something happens and the group falls through, I'll just, or doesn't continue at a certain point, I'll just refund their money. Or they could just not, you're only renewing every month anyway, so we'll just cancel.
Right.
This is June. I'm thinking some of the people in the Women Writing in the Redwoods group were looking to join up. I know Juanetta was one of them. I don't know if it would be worth posting what you just said on the Women Writing in the Redwoods.
I actually don't want to post it there, but I have everyone's email. And the reason I don't want to post it there is because, to be honest, Michael was, I asked Michael outright, can I, offer this? And he didn't understand that I was offering something that was paid. And he doesn't like anyone to sell something at his events.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So afterwards he was a little upset. I mean, he wasn't angry because he said, I told you could do it.
Yeah.
So it was, but it was a little bit of a misunderstanding. So I don't want to keep going back to that page and, selling
Absolutely.
To the group.
Okay.
But I do have everybody's email addresses, and I actually had an email all set and ready to go. I just was kind of waiting for everybody. But what I'll do is, especially if we're going to have times like this where we only have a couple of you, it's much more dynamic to have more people. And I think in general, if you have 10, 12 people, then you almost always have 6 or 7 people show up, you know?
Right, right. I think that's great.
Yeah, it just makes it a little better for everybody. So I will send that email out. And then, if one or two of you has, or any of you have somebody you know wants to be in the group, then by all means, invite them.
Great.
Thank you.
But you're going to, so you'll send it out to Juanita and we'll see it.
Yes.
Okay.
I will.
Great.
I will.
Okay. Well, if you need a testimonial, let me know.
Oh, I would love that. That'd be great.
You want one? Okay, I'll send you one.
Yeah, anyone who wants to provide one would be
okay.
Secret. Yeah, because I'll include it in the email.
Oh, okay. I'll do that.
If that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
And I can even put it up on the website so that if somebody goes to sign up. Well, actually, I don't really have a sales page for it, I don't think. I think I just have the page. Yeah, I don't think I have a sales page. I'll have to look. If I have a sales page, I'll put them there.
Why didn't I put it? As a comment on your page, and then you can take it and use it wherever else you want it too.
That's fine. And the other thing is, you guys are free to put it on the Women Writing in the Redwoods.
Okay, good.
You're welcome to do that, to go there and say, hey, we're having a great time, and if anybody wants to join us, you can join at any time. And, we're starting, or just saying, we're starting a new month in July. I mean, they're starting sort of with 3 months. You know what I mean? They're not doing a 2-month block, but that's okay. If we keep going, right. It doesn't really matter.
No. Okay, I'll do that.
So, yeah, and they can just tell them to contact me for the link. But although the link, I posted the link the other day.
Okay.
So it's up there. But, so if you want to do that, you're welcome to do it. I just don't want to do it. I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So,
I wonder how Michael and Elizabeth are doing.
I don't know. I haven't. They didn't go to the BEA this year, the Book Expo America.
Well, they were hoping to still go to France in August.
Yeah, I haven't talked to them to hear if they're going or not.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope she's doing well.
Yeah. Yeah, they look forward to that every year, I know.
Yeah.
So anyone have anything else they would like to discuss? If you're not having any issues, we might as well use the last 10 minutes for education.
Sounds like that's the plan.
Although I will tell you, or I'll share, that I a couple weeks ago, we met... let me look at my calendar. Somebody left us. Let's see when we last met. So, we met on Friday. So we met after I finished my certification program.
Right.
And after I had my bike accident.
Hello. How are you doing?
Oh, thank you for asking. Better, still not great, but went to the dentist today. He said wait another 3 weeks before he removed my tooth. I mean, so we're hoping the tooth is fine. I don't have any pain, so that's good. So hopefully the roots are okay. My face is healing up. The road rash is not quite, it's almost gone. My cheekbone has a place that's still a little red that I think it's still bruised. Is that what it is? And, I can still feel my nose is bruised. And the place under my nose where I got the stitches is starting to look better, but it's still red and kind of angry looking. So it's not beautiful. But it doesn't look like it's going to have a huge scar. So I think once the redness and swelling goes down,
yeah.
Okay. And my leg, which was very painful, the bruise has not 100% gone away, but like the leg's still discolored, but and you can still feel the bump, but I can push on the bump now and it doesn't hurt, so that's good. But my back is, I'm having problems with my back, and my neck was kind of like whiplash, you know?
Yeah, you did the body slam.
Yeah, it takes 4 to 6 weeks for, you know, your neck to go back. And
yeah,
but
yeah.
In general, I am doing better, so thank you for asking.
Good.
But what I was going to say was that I was going to share just a little bit from the certification because it was all about high performance. And, you know, I have that high performance writer course, and I can't remember if I shared anything last time. But I want to encourage you guys to take a lot of breaks. So to only work for about 50 minutes at a time and then break. And
I've been doing that since you said that, and I it helps. It does. Isn't
good.
Peggy? Yeah, I resisted taking the break because I thought I'd lose my ideas, but it doesn't work that way. They get better.
Good. Good. See?
Yeah.
Proof. And then drink a lot of water. And get up and move your body also during those, you know, 10, 15-minute breaks. Actually get up and, you know, march in place, or I think I told you, you know, take a little walk or do something.
Yeah.
And
get the dishes done.
Excuse me?
Get the dishes done.
Yeah, something. So just move around some so that you're not so sedentary, and you're going to find that it helps a lot. And I can't remember if I mentioned about sleep, but try to get 8 hours of sleep a night and see what a difference that makes.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
The other night I could not get to sleep. I just could not go to sleep until 3 a.m. I just couldn't do it. I just was wide awake. So then the next day when I got up during a good night's sleep, it's like a whole new world.
Right. Yeah, sometimes when I have deadlines, I push through and I don't get a lot of sleep. But you can feel how sluggish you are.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. So when I was listening to Michael Hyatt the other day talking about sleep, and he was talking about how we kind of wear this badge of honor about, you know, I'm so busy and I don't get that much sleep. And, you know, mm-hmm. what I mean, it's like we want to be this, our society is so productivity oriented that we think that it's important, you know, that we're important if we're too busy to sleep a lot.
Right, right.
And that it really is a fallacy, that, you know, we've bought into it, but it's not correct. And the studies all show that it's not correct. And I think I did mention last time, though, that, you know, the idea, and I think I wrote a blog post about it maybe after this group, I think, you know, that the idea that we shouldn't write when we're tired, that also is incorrect. Just because you're tired doesn't mean that you're not creative. Sometimes we're most creative when we're tired because we let down some of our defenses.
Oh.
And I did write a little blog post about that. There's good research out there to show that, you know, sometimes if we write right before bed, you know, when we are a little on the tired side or a lot on the tired side, that we actually produce some pretty creative work. So
maybe when I can't sleep, I really could write.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you could.
Okay.
Well, and how many times have we done that? At least me. I mean, lie in bed, and it's like I can't sleep, and I'm just lying here, and it's a waste of time, and, you know, I'm just lying here and lying here and lying here, and nothing's happening. And, you know, my mind's racing, and what would happen if I got up and for 45 mm-hmm. minutes I just got all those thoughts down on paper? Maybe then I could go to sleep. So I lose a lot of good thoughts by lying, you know, a lot of good ideas by lying in bed and when I can't.
Yeah.
Sleep.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get up and write them down because I'm afraid I'll wake up more, right?
Right.
So, yeah, you might try that.
Okay.
All right. Does anybody have any questions about anything?
I don't know who's still here. Peggy? Peggy's here and Tanya? Tanya? No?
No, Tanya left.
Okay.
Sorry, my mute button was on. I said I don't have any ideas, but I'll think of them afterwards.
Well, you can always post them on the Facebook page. So I think it's Pat and June, Peggy.
Yeah.
Tanya left.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you guys are doing so well, you got no questions, nothing.
No, this is good. I got lots of good stuff today, so I'm happy.
Okay. So everybody's got something that everybody got something out of today's session?
Absolutely. Yeah. I've already downloaded your Easy Schmeezy book.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah.
The book or the template?
Template.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Super. Good. Well, let me know if it's useful.
I'm sure.
I could use some testimonials for that one, too. I have a really good testimonial for that one, but always looking for testimonials for my products.
Right. Sure. Happy to.
Me too.
Super.
Okay. Well,
who
Peggy,
is that?
I'll see you around, Peggy.
Yeah.
We'll be
all right. Well, I'll post this then, your commitments, and hopefully we'll have a little bit bigger group next time. And I will send out the email. And I think you all are doing great. So pat yourselves on the back and be proud of what you're accomplishing, because I'm proud of you.
Let us know when we can hear. I want to listen to the beginning of the hour, so let us know when you have that ready.
Okay, I'll post it on the Facebook page, but I'll try to get it up tonight or tomorrow.
Good. Thank you.
Okie dokie.
All right.
And I will talk to you guys in 2 weeks. And until then, go out and achieve some more inspired results.
Okay.
Great. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Bye.